Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Well, cattle producers, it's going to be a big one. We're talking about Superior Livestock's Gulf Coast Classic this Friday, April 22nd. It'll be originating from Natchitoches, Louisiana. It'll be seen live, as always, on Dish Network, Satellite 232, and can be accessed on the Superior Click to Bid page at SuperiorClickToBid.com. The video auction starts at 8 a.m. Central Time this Friday. 57,000 head to be offered, including 2,200 Holsteins, 14,300 feeder steers, 6,700 feeder heifers, 12,700 weaned calves, and over 20,000 calves on cows. Looks like a great set of cattle. For more information on the cattle being sold, or for a time that a particular lot is selling, you can call Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117. 800-422-2117, or go to the Superior Livestock website at superiorlivestock.com. At Superior, we bring the market to you.
Well, developing trade was all over the board yesterday. Once again, purchases were thrown together for two purchasing periods. Spot purchases for next week and May forward contracts, but less than 30 days. The results, a large spread of prices helping confuse the market in the futures. A few live sales at 127 carried extra time to pick them up in the north. Dress sales at 208 to 209 were sold for next week, while May sales at 203 to 204. Down the south, the bids remained about 127, no cattle traded in our part of the country. On the cattle futures, the futures traders expressing the doubt that the cattle industry will be able to market increasing numbers of cattle on feed later this year without heavy discounts, and they might be right. The fact that at a time of year when sensationally and historically beef demand improves, there is little evidence of a spike in demand. Now, this leaves few speculators willing to take the long side of the cattle contracts. Each attempted rally in prices is quickly followed by renewed selling, and eking out a small gain could barely be called a victory for the longs. Now, U.S. old crop soybean futures surged higher on Thursday as crop forecasters from Argentina cut crop estimates there by 3 to 4 million metric tons, but new crop November failed to keep pace and closed lower. U.S. corn and wheat finished lower as they retreated from recent gains. The cuts to the Argentina's crop were attributed to widespread rain in the northern growing region that has sidelined combines until fields dry out. Forecasts show rain abating in Argentina this week, but Brazil's dry corn areas may receive needed moisture. Wheat markets closed lower yesterday on apparent profit-taking after recent gains. Recent rain in the plains likely helped that crop, which has been stressed by dry conditions and a few freeze events. Short covering has supported the May contracts, which has been losing open interest ahead of the delivery period. Open interest in the July, though, has increased. We'll check the futures right after this.
Hey, neighbors, Express Ranches have got their annual grass time sale coming on Friday, April 22nd at high noon at Express Ranches in Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 600 head, including 200 Angus bulls, 150 registered Angus pairs, 15 Angus show heifers, 50 registered Angus fall bred heifers, and 60 registered and commercial fall calving cows. For more information, you can call them 800-664-3977 or go to www.expressranches.com.
Well, the live cattle futures for June down 37 yesterday, 116.90. August down 50, 113.92. May feeder cattle up 2 at 145.45, and the August was up 27, 146.05. Now, May hogs are down 20, 77.02, and the June was down 7 at 79.52. Kansas City hard red winter wheat was down 4 and 3 quarters for May, 488.5. July was down 4.5 at $5. Chicago wheat May was down 8.5, 495 and three quarters. July was down 503.5, or was down 8 3/4 at 503.5. May corn down 10.25, 384.5. July was down 10 cents, 389 3/4. May soybeans up 9 cents at 10.18 3/4, and the July was up 8.5 at 10.27.5. May cotton down 76, 62.73. July down 78, 63.23. June crude oil up 26 at 43.44. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.